For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team go for a split tonight, joined by sophomore Leighton Rode. Leighton, you guys had 11 shots on the power play alone last night. Certainly looked good. Looks doesn't always put the puck in the back of the net, though. How frustrating is that you're, for lack of a better term, doing what you have to, and yet you still can't score on it?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating when they're not going in and you're executing what you want to, but at the same time, it's also a good sign because eventually they're going to start going.
Just for the sheer fact that you're just going to possess for 2 minutes and you're going to wear them down, that does have a kind of a domino effect, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and especially last night we did a lot of good things and we possessed the puck well the whole 2 minutes, so I think it'll wear them down and they know what to expect tonight, and I think we're going to execute tonight.
You guys have been down now in, I think it's 5 straight games, but last night was different than the previous 4. Doesn't change the fact that you're still chasing the game a little bit. What sorts of things can you do to dictate play maybe a little early and get them to chase you guys a little more tonight?
I think Tom said it yesterday. We got to play a good first 10-minute road game. Keep it simple. Get the pucks down low. Don't give really them anything. Make them go 200 feet. I think if we do that, good things are going to happen, and we won't be playing from behind.
How hard is chasing a game?
It's tough. I mean, obviously you don't want to do it. We do have a group that can battle back. We've proven that, but obviously we want to be playing from ahead.
You don't want to have to keep going to that well, do you?
No. Eventually the luck's going to run out here, so, I mean, we want to be playing from ahead, and we got to figure out how we can do that each and every night.
Best of luck.
Thank you.